Hello, I'm Norma Galumbus. Welcome to the Norma Galumbus Lifestyle Podcast, a part of the Saskatchewan Podcast Network. Thank you for listening. Hello, today's episode is called Ugly Stick Overboard. You can't predict what experiences you will have on a vacation. 3 years ago, we started the tradition of going on a fishing trip for our wedding anniversary the first weekend in June. The first year, we rented a cabin on Cowan Lake, but with COVID restrictions, the hubs and I ended up going on our own. Last year, we returned to the same place on Cowan, and our daughter and her husband joined us. This year, they brought their two youngest daughters, ages 3 and 6, along. It is a 6-hour drive from their home to the lake, but they are always up for an adventure. In 2020, the weather was horrid with nonstop rain and wind. It felt like no amount of extra clothing could keep us warm. Plus, we didn't have adequate rain gear or shelter on the pontoon boat. After that episode, we bought an enclosure for our boat and rain suits. Last year, it was plus 28, so we didn't need the enclosure or the rain suits. Go figure. This year, we switched things up and went to Deliron Lake, located in north central Saskatchewan near Big River, only an hour and a half from our home. Deliron Lake is 55 kilometers long, and you can fish for northern pike and pickerel. Although it's not far, the landscape is different from around Leask. The lakes are larger, and there is more rock and bush. It is beautiful country. The weather this year flipped between chilly, windy, and hot. We were in tank tops, then an hour later the toques and winter coats came out, but we were prepared. Saskatchewan's erratic weather means bringing a lot of stuff, but we're used to it. I love the month of June with its long days. The water was too cold for the kids to go swimming, but they liked walking along the shoreline and dipping their toes in. Well, the youngest one got more than her toes wet. We were the only people on the beach, so it was very peaceful. I tried to be outside between 9:30 and 10 in the evening to watch the breathtaking sunsets. I even set an alarm on my phone so I don't get distracted and miss it. Our cabin overlooked the marina, and it was interesting to watch the beavers that live on the channel banks. Every night around 10 o'clock, they were out of the water sitting on the shore. We observed two yearling pups and a huge female. The kids loved watching them swim around and were especially amused when the beaver slapped its tail on the water and dove under. We showed them pieces of wood that the beaver chewed with their powerful teeth. The girls are starting to play softball and are keen to learn. They brought their ball equipment and played in the empty lot next to the cabin with their parents and the hubs. He is a softball coach from way back and is pretty hardcore. His coaching methods may be deemed controversial by some. He told the 6-year-old she has to be mean when she swings that bat. He said to imagine that it's a boy at school who's throwing the pitch. She thought about this for a second and said with a smirk, "Well, there is one," and said she would imagine that he was throwing the ball and she would hit it and knock his teeth out. Hearing this blonde-haired, blue-eyed, gentle little girl say that cracked me up. We did all the things. Campfires with s'mores, spent hours on the boat, and watched the loons. Some mosquitoes were out, but it wasn't too bad considering our proximity to water and bush. We had a picnic lunch at Zigzag Bay Beach, and another day we found an area where we could beach our boat and walk along the shoreline looking at shells and driftwood. And then we ate our lunch sitting on the boat. We kept 7 jackfish and had enough for a delicious fish fry and brought some home. The hubs cooked the fish in a pan over the open fire like a real bushman. I thought some pirate eye patches might be fun, so I bought the patches, which came with big gold hoop earrings, and I also got some glow-in-the-dark eyeglasses for added entertainment, which the kids has lots of fun with. Okay, I did too. Doesn't every grandma have pirate eye patches on their grocery list? The hubs looks after his boat passengers, making sure rods, hooks, and bait are all in order. This year, he treated himself to a new rod and reel, an ugly stick. Yes, that is a product name. The first day we were fishing, my daughter asked him for a different hook. So he put his rod in the holder on the side of the boat and went to get the hook. All of a sudden, there was a commotion as his rod and the holder were pulled overboard by some mysterious force of nature. He claims it was a huge fish, but it could have been just weeds. I guess we'll never know. The huge fish version makes for a better story, though. We searched for it, thinking we could maybe snag the line and pull the rod up, but our efforts were in vain. The kids were quite worried about their poor grandpa losing his rod and felt bad for him. Life is funny. When something happens that's good, then something that's not great happens, and it all balances out. On the morning we left on the trip, he got a rebate check in the mail and commented that it was enough to cover what he had spent on his new rod. The Hubs texted his buddy for moral support after the traumatic event of losing his rod. This friend and his wife were fishing at another lake with the Hubs' boss and his wife. When he got to work on Tuesday morning, his boss gave him a new ugly stick. I talked to the Hubs on the phone during the day, and he told me about receiving the replacement rod. I was surprised by the generosity. Well, until I saw the rod. I guess it's the thought that counts. The creativity, workmanship, and attention to detail they showed making it is impressive. Maybe they can start mass production and sell them at Cabela's. I bet they had a good laugh making it, though. If you want to place an order, I can hook you up with their contact information. Our daughter loves fishing and is quite competitive. If someone is pulling fish in and she isn't having any luck, she's quick to inquire how they're doing it, what hook they're using, and then will switch her hook to try and get in on the action. Over the years, she has borrowed and lost several of her dad's best Radlin Rapella hooks. So her hook debt is mounting. Our son-in-law, bless his soul, puts up with all of us. He doesn't stress about catching fish. He helps with the kids and enjoys taking in the scenery. The girls brought their little Paw Patrol and Barbie rods and fished hard. They are scared to get too close to the fish, but they each helped their mom reel one up to the boat, and then they cleared out before the netting process began. When one feisty fish jumped out of the live well onto the floor, it caused some excitement. The three-year-old is passionate about fishing. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree, I guess. It seems the food you make camping tastes better than when you make the same thing at home. We had big breakfasts, took lunch with us, and made homemade burgers, steak, and fish for our suppers. The fish was delicious, served with fried potatoes, pork and beans, and fresh squeezed lemon juice. You can't beat it. Better than any restaurant meal, hands down. The joke to the kids was that if they misbehaved, they wouldn't get invited on another fishing trip. You know how it is. You say something to a kid and they just an off-the-cuff comment and not realizing that they're going to take it literally. Our granddaughter was laying in bed the last night of the trip and she said how much fun she had and she sure hoped she would get invited back next year. As if we'd ever give those precious littles the boot. I am more likely to be the one to get the heave-ho than them. Here's our packing essential list for a successful family fishing trip, Saskatchewan style. Toque, winter coat, long underwear, tank top, shorts, fuzzy socks and runners, flip-flops, sunscreen to prevent the wind from ripping the skin off your face, allergy pills for the poplar fuzz, spare rod and reel, extra hooks, pirate patches and hoop earrings, glow-in-the-dark glasses, outdoor games to play with the kids, s'mores and lots of snacks, pork and beans, lemons, and wieners in case you don't catch any fish. It usually takes me a couple days to pack and several to unpack and wash everything when we get back, so it's a lot of work. But the memories that we make on these trips makes it more than worthwhile. You can view the photo of his replacement ugly stick on the blog. But just to give you an idea, it is a 5-foot stick with a good curve to it, with duct tape at one end and a rubber line secured to the top with black electrical tape, and a door hook hanging from the end of the line. On the rod, there is a nice little sign that says Brian's New Ugly Stick. Visit my lifestyle blog for episode pictures and links to my garden and published works pages, food blog, and gift shop. My website address is in the episode notes.